Some big weather changes are ahead moving through the weekend. Summer weather is arriving in the driveway tomorrow, and then it's going to rush into the house on Sunday. And we're talking about temperatures on Sunday that will be up around 90 degrees in many spots. Odds look decent that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are all on the hot side with increasing levels of humidity. So there is the chance that we could have our first heat wave of the year Sunday through Tuesday, though that will depend upon if we can hit 90 degrees all 3 days, because that is what defines a heat wave in this part of the country. Right now, it's not a heat wave. Temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the upper 60s and lower 70s. It's been fairly gray across a good chunk of the region through the day, though there have been some points where the sun has come through, and it's been brighter farther west. So west of the Hudson River, out around the Adirondacks and portions of the Mohawk Valley and even the Schoharie Valley, those areas are a little bit brighter this afternoon as clouds have lingered farther east, especially through Vermont into Massachusetts. There's a storm that's working its way through the Gulf of Maine up into the Canadian Maritimes this afternoon. That's that nor'easter that basically missed our area, though it did brush by eastern and southeastern portions of New England last night into this morning. We're on the upper level edge of that storm, so there's still some energy coming through, and that's why it's been cloudy through much of the day, and there's still the chance that we could see a passing shower or thunderstorm in a few spots through the late day and early evening. Then moving into tonight, we're looking quiet, partly cloudy. It'll be a comfortable night, a good night for sleeping with the windows open, perhaps, maybe with a blanket on, as temperatures fall back into the 50s to near 60 degrees. By tomorrow, temperatures will make a run at 80 across much of our area, so that'll feel more like we expect in June. Now, there is the chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm tomorrow, but much of the day will be dry, and not everybody will see rainfall tomorrow. But keep in mind, you may encounter a shower, and if a thunderstorm does approach your area, be sure to seek shelter as that storm draws into the region. Then on Sunday, temperatures surge into the low 90s across portions of the area. Now, the humidity will come up a little bit on Sunday, so it'll be noticeable, but by Monday, it'll be quite humid. So when we combine the heat and the humidity, our heat index values are likely to reach well into the 90s in spots on Monday afternoon. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mild, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and pleasant, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, mild, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 78 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high 78 to 82. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, chance of an isolated thunderstorm across the north, hot and breezy with highs in the 80s to lower 90s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm during the afternoon, hot and humid with highs in the 80s to low 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.